Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, September the 26th, 2018. This is The Daily. If you've been on social media within the last few days, you might have noticed the sudden popularity of fan-created Nintendo character Bowsette. This character was first made popular in a comic image created from Twitter user at AYYK92, who has since gained over 50,000 followers. The character was inspired by the addition of the Super Crown to upcoming new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. As far as we know, when Toadette obtains the Super Crown, she turns into Peachette. Ever since the Bowsette trend started, other crossovers have caught on, such as Boozette and Chompette. Well, JCast News asked a Nintendo spokesperson for a comment in which they replied, quote, "Concerning the drawings and the other things uploaded to the internet, we have no comment," unquote. Well, what did you expect? I don't think you'll see this die down anytime soon. I don't know what it is, but the creation of Bowsette has attracted a large interest. Speaking of crossovers, we are looking ahead to a future where all gamers of all consoles can play together in harmony. Starting today, Sony will allow crossplay on Fortnite through an open beta. This means Fortnite can be enjoyed on one playground whether you're on PC, Xbox One, PS4, Android, iOS, or the Nintendo Switch. This is unprecedented, and assuming this goes well, I'm looking forward to seeing more games like this in the future. Looks like Nintendo had a shot at VR even before the Virtual Boy came to light. Based on an article from Metro UK, Argonaut Games, the company known for creating Star Fox and the Super FX chip, created a virtual reality gaming system called the Supervisor. Company founder Jeremy Sand said that even though the Supervisor offered full color graphics and head tracking, Nintendo canceled the project in favor of the Virtual Boy. Now, why would Nintendo go with the stationary, non-wearable, red monochromatic choice instead? Within the same article, it was said that the 90s was a time where there was concern on health risks from video games. Nintendo dealt with lawsuits regarding games causing seizures. They most likely didn't want to deal with liability issues with wearable headsets. Sand said that this climate contributed to the death of the Supervisor. Fast forward 20 years later, VR is here, but Nintendo has still kept its distance. Maybe this gives a little insight as to why they continue to keep away. As some of you may know, Masahiro Sakurai, creator of Super Smash Bros., has a weekly segment in Japanese publication Famitsu. He gave details on newcomer Isabelle for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, such as having the ability to pocket items and ride on a balloon swing. But because of her different body type in comparison to Villager, they did not make her an Echo Fighter. Also, something that may come across as obvious, but a little disappointing, he said, quote, "If you expect to see a bunch of newcomer trailers all the way up to release, you'd be sorely mistaken," unquote. Unfortunately, the hype train must come to an end sometime, but he did not say that they were done yet. So, I think it's safe to say that we could see one or two more characters before that release date. And since there wasn't an episode yesterday, let's go ahead and go through some new releases for this week. There was a total of 29 new releases, which includes starter pack editions of Super Mario Odyssey, Splatoon 2, and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The starter pack for all three games will include an exclusive strategy guide packed in with the game. So if you haven't picked up one of these games, or you just want the extra swag, it'll be available in stores this Saturday, September 29th for $59.99. Also, Valkyria Chronicles 4 from Sega is a turn-based strategic RPG with third-person shooting elements where childhood friends set out to fight for freedom in this war against Valkyria and their Imperial soldiers. This series comes to Nintendo for the first time and is available right now on the eShop or in stores for $59.99. Towerfall by Matt Makes Games. From the makers of Celeste, this quick-paced multiplayer arrow-shooting platformer is the ultimate party game featuring Switch-exclusive six-player battles, guest characters such as Madeline from Celeste, and it features all the content from Ascension and Dark World. It releases tomorrow on the eShop for $19.99. Kamehameha! Dragon Ball FighterZ is finally here! Play as your favorite Dragon Ball character in this critically acclaimed fighting game that's easy to play, but difficult to master. It releases this Friday, September 28th on the eShop and in retail stores for $59.99. And finally, two free-to-play games that you'll want to try out. Arena of Valor is a top-down MOBA from Tencent Games released on the Switch yesterday. And Dragalia Lost, the next Nintendo mobile game created in partnership with Psy Games. It's an action RPG about the bond shared between humans and dragons. It'll be available for download on iOS and Android devices starting tomorrow. For more information on these games, check out nintendo.com/games. And that's all for today. Quick shout out to those who favorited this podcast on Anchor, Samet Samet, Byron, and Space Cadets. Thank you guys for the support. Do you have any suggestions on what content you'd like to hear a little more of? Maybe you want more quotes. Maybe you want more sales data. Or maybe you just don't care and just like what I do. Regardless of your comment, I would like to hear it. So please send me your feedback by leaving me a voice message on the Anchor app or sending me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.